news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Clear and quite a bit cooler this morning, 39 at the FM Talk 106.5 studios. Dr. Bill's got more on our forecast in just 1 minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department at North Ann and Dolphin Street. Got an accident with injuries with road blockage. Wreckers are on the way. Looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Coming in from the Eastern Shore, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort. Traffic starting to build, but no other wrecks in the roadways. The newly designed Deep South Speedway, the Palace of Speed, opening up Saturday, March 14th in Loxley. It's a brand new dirt track design with 9 different classes running on the first night. Gates open at 3:30. See the new track on Facebook. Look up Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm going to be putting our Vice President Mike Pence in charge. And Mike will be working with the professionals and doctors and everybody else that's working. The team is brilliant. I spent a lot of time with the team over the last couple of weeks, but they're totally brilliant. And we're doing really well. And Mike is going to be in charge, and Mike will report back to me.
All right. President Trump yesterday evening at the press conference on coronavirus, one of our top stories of the day. We'll get into that more in just a second. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Clear and colder on the weather front. 4 or 5 days of dry on the way. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about that at 6:35. Also, the numbers are in, and Mobile's Mardi Gras bigger than ever, breaking 1 million again. How much more? We'll get into that. Also, by the way, talking about coronavirus. The CDC says, hey, dudes, your facial hair may be an issue in this time of coronavirus.
Oh, come on, CDC.
We're going to talk about those issues, what you got to be ready for, which mustaches and beard combinations are good and which ones are bad if you have to be put on some kind of ventilation system.
Mm.
All right, CDC had an infographic out yesterday on this. Also, continued flooding concerns in Mobile and Baldwin County. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. In sports.
Tough day yesterday for a couple of our local teams in Birmingham. Playing for state championships. We had some SEC basketball last night, and of course, all the big boys talked to the media yesterday at the NFL Combine. I'll let you know what some Alabama and Auburn players had to say.
All right, good stuff. Also on the way, Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. By the way, he's one of our specialists, our guides at the Guides Corner at the upcoming Mobile Boat Show, March 6th, 7th, and 8th. More details on that coming up in just a little bit. Right now, update on yesterday's presser and the advance of the coronavirus. Here's Linda Kenyon from Westwood One.
To begin, the president sought to assure the American people.
The level that we've had in our country is very low, and those people are getting better.
But should the virus spread, Trump says his administration will be ready.
We're ready to adapt, and we're ready to do whatever we have to as the disease spreads, if it spreads.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is among many in Congress who have said that the president's response to coronavirus so far has fallen woefully short.
What he's doing is late, too late, anemic. Hopefully we can make up for the loss of time.
The president has requested $2.5 billion to respond to the coronavirus. House Democratic Caucus Chairman Hakeem Jeffries says that's completely off the mark.
My personal view is that it's inadequate and that the administration appears to have been caught off guard as it relates to addressing the coronavirus, and hopefully they will turn things around.
Even House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy thinks the $2.5 billion is too low.
We want to make sure there is enough money. We could always come back. I think $2 billion is a little low on the side. I think we're probably looking at $4 billion.
Now the president says he'll take whatever Congress is offering.
We're requesting $2.5 billion. Some Republicans would like us to get $4 billion, and some Democrats would like us to get 8.5.
And, says the president, whatever it is,
we're going to spend whatever's appropriate.
In addition to the funding issues, Trump has named Vice President Mike Pence as the point man to lead the nation's response to the coronavirus.
I'm having everybody report to Mike.
Many in Congress have been calling for the president to name a czar to head up the response.
I don't view Mike as a czar. Mike is part of the administration.
As for the virus's effect on the stock market?
The stock market is something I know a lot about.
But President Trump stresses the U.S. economy remains strong.
Even before the virus, we're doing great. Other countries have not been doing great. Our consumer is very, very strong, very powerful economically.
For now, the president says the number of cases of coronavirus in the U.S. remains low, and his whole of government approach aims to keep it that way. Steps to achieve that will include additional screenings, travel restrictions for those coming from China, for example, where the virus is believed to have originated, treatment of those who have the virus, vaccine development, and protective gear. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 611 FM Talk 106.5. And what can we the people do with the questions about coronavirus? One thing you're going to see is, like you've seen elsewhere, limitations on big gatherings of people in the same place there. Also, some of the experts saying, what can we do personally to fend off the virus? Wash your hands for 20 seconds. Make it 30 while you're at it. Just make it 30.
Yeah, what were you saying? I sing Happy Birthday twice over.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm. But it depends on how many animals you go through.
I think
20 seconds, you're like at the first animal, and that's it. Yeah, they've said that. Use that. Sing that in your head to make sure you're spending enough time washing your hands. They say most people do wash their hands for 5 to 10 seconds. Need to make it 20 or more. Also, not touching your eyes if you haven't washed your hands recently. Also, suggesting instead of handshakes, fist bumps or elbow bumps out there would be good alternatives to shaking hands.
I've been suggesting that for years.
They also said use your knuckles or elbows to touch elevator buttons and doorknobs. Heck, I already do that. They haven't said this, but you could use foot jitsu in the bathroom, mm-hmm. or public bathrooms where you don't touch anything.
Yeah.
You use your feet to do all that.
You practice your front kick.
That's right. Also on the mask store, there's a run on these mask, mm-hmm. like the doctor's mask kind of thing.
Yeah, like 3M,
yeah.
I think, makes them.
I don't, and then, so the folks with CDC said Americans don't need to wear masks on a widespread basis. One reason, they don't work perfectly. Yeah, it seems like maybe it's thin enough to catch those viruses. I don't know, but they say because they don't fit perfectly, they're not a sure thing out there. So if you're stocking up on these masks, maybe it's not the end-all be-all of keeping yourself free from coronavirus. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up. We'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams. It is cool, it is clear, and it is dry for the next few days. Great news, as flooding concerns are still an issue. People in Saraland are looking at a flood stage right now at 7.9 feet. That's actually, that was 8 o'clock yesterday morning. Major flooding is occurring, and major flooding is forecast. They expect a rise to over 8 feet, and we know at 8 feet reported what last week that is lots of houses in the Saraland. East of Highway 43 is where most of this goes. Also, people in Satsuma are getting it as well. At 8.3 feet, Bayou Sarah Avenue floods east of Gage site. Numerous houses and streets flood east of the railroad between Bayou Sarah and Norton Creeks. We're keeping our eyes on this. Also, Baldwin County flooding concerns. And really, look north. Washington County, Clark County, Monroe County all having issues with these extremely high river stages. Although it did crest and it's coming down on the Mobile River. It was 17.6, I think, at the crest. It's down to 17.1 today. A little bit of hope there, and those days of dry ahead can do nothing but help. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up, and we'll check in with News 5 next.
Mobile County Treasurer Phil Benson is an Air Force veteran who used his GI Bill to obtain a bachelor's degree in accounting. After receiving his degree, Phil Benson spent the next three decades working in the private sector as a certified public accountant. Phil Benson is a man of faith that not only attends Christ United Methodist Church, but is also the church treasurer. Phil Benson is a Republican who has proudly served our country and supports all of President Trump's policies. For the past 7 years, Phil Benson has managed the Mobile County Treasury Department with honor and the utmost integrity to keep your tax dollar safe and secure. So on March 3rd, let's keep Phil Benson working for us. Vote Phil Benson, Mobile County Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Phil Benson, Treasurer of Mobile County. and I would like to take this opportunity to ask for your vote and support for the Mobile County Treasurer on March 3rd.
Paid for by the Phil Benson Campaign.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A medical clinic in Northwest Florida will be back open this morning after being closed for several hours on Wednesday. The White Wilson Medical Center in Fort Walton Beach shut down after a man who had recently traveled overseas came into the clinic with flu-like symptoms. The clinic contacted the Florida Department of Public Health amid concerns over the coronavirus. Anyone who experiences flu-like symptoms after traveling overseas should call the Public Health Department for instructions rather than going to a local medical clinic. Relatives of a 16-year-old girl killed in Biloxi say they thought the teens charged in her death were her friends. Biloxi police say 16-year-old Madison Harris was shot dead inside her own home. Officers confirmed the five suspects, ages 15 to 17, tried to rob her. TripAdvisor names Pensacola Beach one of the best beaches in America. Pensacola Beach took the fourth spot in the travel sites list. One review says the white sand squeaks as you walk. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 618 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It was a tough day in Birmingham yesterday for a couple of our local teams competing for AHSAA basketball state championships. On day three of the final four games, the 5A and 6A teams took the court. BC Rains boys team lost to Bessemer City 64-55. Tigers will face Huffman on Saturday for the 6A title, and the LaFleur boys team fell in the 5A semifinals 49-44 to Fairfield. The Tigers will now take on Centerpoint for the 5A championship on Saturday. Today in 7A, we have the last semifinal games with McGill Toulon's girls facing Spain Park at noon. The Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. Tomorrow morning, the St. Luke's girls team plays Spring Garden for the 1A state championship. The T.R. Miller girls team will face Pisgah for the 3A title at 12:30. And the Williamson boys team will play Talladega for the 4A title at 5:45. In SEC basketball last night, Florida handled LSU 81-66. Tigers have lost five of their last seven games. South Carolina beat Georgia in overtime 94-90. Arkansas crushed Tennessee 86-69. And Missouri got their first SEC road win of the season, beating Vanderbilt 61-52. At the NFL Combine in Indianapolis yesterday, the offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers all met with the media. Former Auburn left tackle Prince Tega Winogo had arthroscopic knee surgery and announced yesterday that he will not only miss Combine workouts, but also won't be available to work out at Auburn's Pro Day next month. Winogo plans to host a private workout for NFL teams in mid-April. Former Alabama right tackle Jedrick Wills is expected to be drafted in the first round of April's draft. Yesterday, he told media that he chose to go to Alabama in order to develop into an NFL player.
That was one of the reasons why I chose Alabama. I felt like they were going to develop me to be the best offensive lineman I could be. And at the end of the day, they did their job. And I feel like I came in and day out to work and put in the work to be here. So.
When Wills is selected, he'll become only the third Alabama right tackle under Nick Saban to be drafted. Former Georgia running back DeAndre Swift is one of the top backs in this year's draft. Yesterday, he told media that his toughness is one of the reasons a team should select him.
You gotta be tough, You gotta be willing, to attack no matter who's coming through that hole. I mean, that's part of the job. That's part of that's what I signed up for. So you gotta be ready at all times.
Today, finally, the fun begins. Quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers will hold on-field workouts for teams. They're set to start at 3 p.m. on the NFL Network. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers just have one accident. They're moving out the roadway at North End and Dolphin Street with entries. Does have road blockage. Officers are on the scene. Looks good north and southbound lanes at 65. No delays and across the bayway. It's a good ride in. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonita Beach Boulevard and in Foley and McKenzie Street across from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. Their customers will receive pain relief and more with tinctures, flowers, and other products. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, in shortly. Talk about the cool temps out there, but 4 or 5 days in a row of dry. This is exactly what we needed after a pretty darn soaking so far in 2020 in those river stages, way high, and hopefully they can get to start falling. Here's the problem, too. I don't know if it's been discussed much, but if you've followed the pictures I've been putting up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, I have a dog in the hunt. I have a camp up on the river that's now just showing a very small amount of daylight underneath it. We're amazed, and we're lucky because a lot of our friends up there have water in their places, and there's folks that have water in their homes in Saraland and in Baldwin County or can't get to and from their homes because of the flooding. But it's late winter going into spring. It's going to rain more. It happens. It's not anything different or weird. It's what happens. So those of us that are worried about this, however many days we can to get the river to fall some before the inevitable more rain falling down the road. Now, we have 4 or 5 days of dry. That is great. Let's get those levels down to have a little bit of margin to work with the next time it starts raining upstate.
Yeah, I know there's so many factors in this, so this is probably a loaded question.
Okay.
But if we got back to, normal, dry weather for a few days and then rain every now and then, how long would it take to start seeing this recede?
You know, it depends on a lot of things. Rain here doesn't matter much. It's what happens in central and north Alabama. And we always say above the dams. That's what really matters. Rain down here gets out pretty quickly. But, for example, so the Barry steam plant rating, which crested like 17.6, at a now I think the sixth highest crest ever for since they've been keeping records, and the highest record's 18.10 back in 61. So it's not far away
right
from the highest level ever recorded. okay, it's going to take a while for that water to fall because you'll see the Alabama and the Tom Bigbee fall first, then the Mobile that, you know, it's the two of them come together. So the Tom Bigbee and Alabama come together and make the Mobile River. So they got to fall before the Mobile can fall. It takes the Mobile longer to come up. It also takes the Mobile longer to come down just because the volume of water there. So I would point this out that it could fall, for example, it could fall 7 feet. Okay, so it could fall down to 10 feet at Berry Steam Plant, and that's still bank full or more on the Mobile River. Man. So a 7 foot drop, and it's still a bank full number. A normal stage, now this time of year, we flood.
Right.
I mean, it's a normal thing to flood, but like a low stage would be Berry Steam Plant in the 2 to 3.5 foot range. Probably 3.5 is kind of an average, normal, neutral number. So that tells you how far it has to fall.
Seriously.
To get back in. So what we're hoping for, though, if it can fall a couple feet, and, you know, with dry weather, no rain north, and some north winds to help usher the water down, maybe in a week's time we can drop 3, 4, 5 feet out of the river, which just gives us that margin for next time it rains. And hopefully we don't get that rain for a while. But once again, it's late winter, early spring. We get rain.
Yeah. Well, let's hope we can string as many of these dry days together as we can, and that water will start dropping.
That's for sure. Well, a lot of us are hoping on that, and I know there's people right now in Sarah Land and Satsuma and Cliffs Landing and Hurricane and places like that, and Hubbard's and up the river there, that are dealing with this on their primary homes. And not only are they getting issues with getting water in homes, if they don't have water in their homes, they got to get in a boat to go to wherever they have their car parked on high ground and come and go every day. That makes it a big inconvenience. And some of those communities had their power shut off too. So a heads up there that we'll check in with Dr. Bill, but 4 or 5 days of dry can do nothing but help. That is for sure. All right. Coming up this morning, Captain Bobby Everscott, speaking of all the water, Captain Bobby Everscotto in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. He'll join us at 7:50. Plus it's all Roberts today. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us. We'll talk to him about the debate in South Carolina. And Rob Holbert from Landyap joins us with a report on what happened during Mardi Gras, like outside the parade room. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Y'all stay close. News is next.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5 this morning. Fairhope police are investigating how a man died after finding his body inside a home. Law enforcement officers arrived at the home on Miller Avenue early Wednesday morning to evict the man who was living there. After hours of no response, they went inside the house and found the man dead. Opening statements begin today in the trial of an alleged white supremacist accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in Florida during a statewide crime spree. Joshua Edwards reportedly kidnapped the woman as she was pumping gas at a Circle K. The victim says Edwards raped her at Bill Dixon Park before stealing a car from another woman. In Satsuma, concerns continue to rise right alongside the floodwaters. Roger Fleshman tells News 5 the water is threatening his home now. He says one of his neighbors had to use a raft to get out their front door. Fleshman hopes the water recedes quickly, but says if it comes up 3 more feet, it could cause some serious damage to his house. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Cialone.
Mobile Bay Coins, how may we help you?
Hey, Ron, it's Dave. You're not going to believe this. I need your help.
Dave, what did you do now? I almost don't want to ask.
Okay, well, here's the story. So, little brother brought me a really cool fishing rod for Christmas, and I got to test it out last weekend, and we caught our limit, and I caught a huge speckled trout with a new lure I made.
I don't see the problem.
Okay, so Mama gave Mrs. Dave this beautiful pair of vintage gold dangly earrings. She got them from y'all, and so when the missus takes them off, she lays them right next to my tackle box.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yep, I had the only 18-karat gold fishing lure on the boat, and now I need it fixed. Quick.
Wow, that's a new one, even for you. We can certainly get those earrings repaired for you. You have any fresh fish you want to bring by?
Okay, Ron, I'm coming right over for the repairs, and maybe while I'm there, something nice for the missus.
We'll be ready, Dave.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Danny Perry will be a working Mobile County treasurer. For 40 years, Danny Perry has been a small business owner, working and watching his money. Danny Perry will watch the money of all the taxpayers of Mobile County just like he watched his own. A native Mobilian, a product of the Mobile County public school system, has been on the Mobile County Republican Executive Committee for a quarter century, has served on the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, the Board of Equalization for Mobile County, Alabama Vocational Education Committee, and an active benefactor of the McGill Toolin Foundation. Danny Perry, for 16 years, served on the board of the Mobile Transit Authority and has served as treasurer of the Alabama Transit Association and on the State Board of Electrical Examiners. Danny Perry wants to continue his service to all the taxpayers of Mobile County. Danny Perry will be your working county treasurer.
Paid for by Danny Perry for treasurer, Mobile County, Republican primary.
As growing parts of Europe, Asia, and the Middle East see spiking infections from the COVID-19 coronavirus, more public events are being canceled, schools and shops closed, air routes halted, and border controls tightened. U.S. attention focusing now on a patient in Sacramento who could be the first one with no known link to the virus, as Dan Simon reports.
The person who is infected had not traveled to a foreign country where the virus has been spreading, had also not been around anybody with the virus. So the question is, does this mean that the virus is going to start spreading quickly in Northern California? That much we do not know.
83-year-old Pope Francis is sick and skipped a planned Mass today, staying at the Vatican Hotel where he lives. No word from the Vatican on the nature of the illness, but the Pope was seen coughing yesterday. Stocks fell in Europe and Asia today, with pre-market trading here showing futures down 1% across the boards, ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, led by the Dow down 1.1%. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Microsoft says its supply chain is being hurt by the virus outbreak in China and will return to normal operations at a slower pace than expected. Microsoft had predicted it would make between $10.7 and $11.1 billion in revenue from its PC segment in the current quarter, but now it says it will no longer expect to meet those numbers because the supply chain for its Windows licenses and Surface hardware businesses are more negatively impacted than previously anticipated. Shares of retailers and other consumer companies are falling as the ramifications of the coronavirus outbreak look increasingly dire. Swiss food conglomerate Nestle asked hundreds of thousands of its worldwide employees to temporarily postpone all overseas business travel, an extreme measure by one of the world's largest multinationals. Nestle's measure is the latest suggestion. The epidemic is the most serious challenge to travel and international commerce since the financial crisis. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a much lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 866-95-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 866-95-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60-foot building or a 50 by 100 clear-span building, fast and easy. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Cool start to our Thursday morning. 39 now at the studio.
Yeah, we've been down actually into the mid-30s. It's warmed up a little bit. And it's going to be a cool day today. It's only mid-50s this afternoon. We should have sunny skies. Well, we have a few clouds around this morning. We should have plenty of sunshine as we get into the late morning and certainly into the afternoon hours. And the wind, which was a bit gusty yesterday, will be out of the northwest at around only 5 to 10 miles per hour today. Now, we're going to have some cold temperatures again tonight with clear skies and a big high-pressure system right over us. We'll get down into the mid-30s again, around 34 to 35 degrees tomorrow morning. As for Friday, it looks like a little bit warmer. It should be sunny and about 62 for Friday afternoon. Saturday looks great, warming into the mid-60s and sunny. And then mostly sunny on Sunday, and we'll get into the upper 60s, possibly even reaching 70 degrees. So it looks like a really good weekend. The clouds will begin to move in Sunday night, and Monday will be mostly cloudy with just a slight chance of a shower. We'll be in the low 70s. We've got a better chance for showers on Tuesday and Wednesday with high temperatures in the low to mid-70s. So we've got some warm weather coming back starting really Sunday and into the middle of next week. But again, a rather cold night tonight, down into the mid-30s.
I think the most exciting part of this is, at least 4 days in a row of no rain.
Well, that's right. And with low humidity and a good chance to get some evaporation, and we'll be adding any water to all the problems that we have now in the rivers coming down through Alabama. We will pick up some heavier showers by the looks like Tuesday night into early Wednesday, but in the meantime, looks good.
Yeah, hopefully we can get those rivers down, have a little margin of error there as more rain shows up in the mix. Also, remind folks if they're looking at hot periods, cold periods, wet years, dry years. That's all the information that's in the Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Right, and we're getting into the really outdoor time now, and boating will be coming in pretty big very soon, and you'll need the tide tables, and we have them in the Almanac, and you'll find copies at the Hancock Whitney Banks in Mobile, and also on the Eastern Shore, and a couple of locations here will be West Marine in Mobile, and also Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. And if you're over in the Eastern Shore, stop by the Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, as well as Billy Langford Allstate. And the folks over in central Baldwin County at Robertsdale will find copies at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
39 now at our studios, and we'll check traffic coming up next.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up, and President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne
for Alabama.
Bradley Byrne
for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringhillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still working an accident now. I-10 eastbound to Loxley exit involving a large truck, but no injuries or road blockage. Also, Mobile Police Department there at North End and Dalton Street. You'll see a tow truck is on the scene. And the Concord Causeway is going to have road work again today, backing it down to one lane in each direction. The Renaissance Hotel and the Battlehouse Hotel and Spa hosting a joint job fair Saturday, March 7th from 9 to 2 p.m. for 40 different jobs. Applications must be completed online before attending the job fair. Go to RenaissanceMobileJobs.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Check in with Dalton for sports coming up in just a couple minutes, plus news right around the corner from WKRG. And a heads up here, the maids, the people that have changed our life. Number one, a clean house. Number two, more time back in the Sullivan family schedule. And I want you to see what they could do for you now by getting a free estimate. It's as easy as picking up the phone and calling 344-6626, 344-6626. 6626 for the maids. Give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time. Here's how it's worked in our house since October. So the crew from the maids shows up Wednesdays, our day, and when you show back up at the house on Wednesday evening, the house is clean, the house is fresh, to the detail stuff. I mean, cleaning shelves, dusting, ceiling fans, baseboards, even they do the little folded thing on the toilet paper, like at the fancy hotels. It lets you know that there's every part of your home that they've gone through and cleaned. And the nice thing is, all that time that we were spending before sweeping, mopping, dusting, doing all that is back in our schedule. It's important. We've got two young children, lots of activities out there, more time for work, more time for family time, more time for kids activity, and just more time for you. So give yourself the gift of clean and the gift of time when you use the people we use at the Sullivan House, the maids. Phone number, once again, 344-6626. They'll come give you a free estimate right now. Give them a call. 344-6626 Mobile, Baldwin County's The Maids. 344-6626. All right, a couple things on my list going on other than the fact that we're counting down to Super Tuesday. Some other events in the mix. Girl Scouts are selling their cookies right now, by the way.
Oh, are they?
if you want more information, to find a cookie booth near you, girlscoutssa.org. So Girl Scouts of South Alabama, girlscoutssa.org. Go there and put in your area code and or your zip code, and they'll tell you where to go get your cookies now, unless you've already had, you know, one of your neighbors or your children or some kids in the neighborhood, you know, you've already made the order there. But if you want to just go pick some up, you can do that. Also, this is a this weekend, Dalton was just talking about it, Jurassic Quest going on.
Yeah.
Now, what, a Mobile Convention Center, what, Jurassic Quest? It's like everything dinosaurs or what?
Yeah, everything dinosaurs. And we're going and taking the one-year-old to see.
So you're trying to use the excuse that your daughter wants to go when really you.
Yeah, and they've got all kinds of rides, I guess, for little kids. Unfortunately, I think she's too little for some of the rides.
You must be as tall as a Tyrannosaurus.
There's supposed to be a train ride that takes you through the eras of dinosaurs, so we're looking forward to that and seeing all the different Jurassics that are out there. Should be fun.
All right, so that's going on at the Mobile Convention Center from what's tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow through Sunday.
Through Sunday, all right. And also on Sunday, the Sunday Outdoor Market coming back to the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center. That starts at noon on Sunday, goes till 4, free for all ages, featuring local arts and crafts, farmers market, outdoor themed gifts from the Five Rivers Cypress Gift Shop. That goes on at on the causeway where the water will be high as you go out there on Sunday for the outdoor market. All right, 6:42, we'll check news from WKRG next.
I'm Judge Don Davis, Chief Election Officer of Mobile County, and I'm here to remind everyone that we have an election coming up. Alabama law requires that voters furnish identification when they check in to vote at the polls. There are many acceptable forms of photo identification. If you're not sure, please call the Mobile County Board of Registrars at 574-8586 and make sure you have the tools you need to vote. Remember, every vote counts.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A medical clinic in Northwest Florida will be back open this morning after being closed for several hours on Wednesday. The White Wilson Medical Center in Fort Walton Beach shut down after a man who had recently traveled overseas came into the clinic with flu-like symptoms. The clinic contacted the Florida Department of Public Health amid concerns over the coronavirus. Anyone who experiences flu-like symptoms after traveling overseas should call the Public Health Department for instructions rather than going to a local medical clinic. Relatives of a 16-year-old girl killed in Biloxi say they thought the teens charged in her death were her friends. Biloxi police say 16-year-old Madison Harris was shot dead inside her own home. Officers confirmed the five suspects, ages 15 to 17, tried to rob her. TripAdvisor names Pensacola Beach one of the best beaches in America. Pensacola Beach took the fourth spot in the travel sites list. One review says the white sand squeaks as you walk. With WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Our way of life is under attack from radical liberals and media elites who look down their noses at anyone who's Southern, conservative, Christian, and voted for President Trump. Chris Pringle is a South Alabama conservative we need to defend our values. Chris Pringle is pro-life, pro-gun, big-time pro-Trump, and doesn't care who knows it. Chris Pringle isn't politically correct and proud of it. He'll take on the liberal media and anyone else who mocks our conservative values. Chris Pringle will stand with President Trump to build the wall, protect the unborn, and defend our way of life from radical socialists like Bernie Sanders and Nancy Pelosi. Standing with Trump and defending our South Alabama values. That's proud conservative Chris Pringle.
I'm Chris Pringle, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Chris Pringle for Congress.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning. It's now 6:45 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. It was a tough day in Birmingham yesterday for a couple of our local teams that are competing for AHSAA basketball state championships. On day three of the final four games, the 5A and 6A teams took the court. BC Rains boys team lost to Bessemer City 64-55. That means the Tigers will face Huffman on Saturday for the 6A title. And the LaFleur boys team fell in the 5A semifinals 49-44 to Fairfield. The Tigers will now take on Centerpoint for the 5A championship on Saturday. Today in 7A, we have the last semifinal games with McGill Tulin's girls facing Spain Park at noon. Then the Fairhope boys team will play Mountain Brook at 1:30. Tomorrow morning, the St. Luke's girls team is playing Spring Garden for the 1A state championship. The T.R. Miller girls team will face Pisgah for the 3A title at 12:30, and the Williamson boys team will play Talladega for the 4A title at 5:45. In SEC basketball last night, Florida handled LSU 81-66. The LSU Tigers have now lost five of their last seven games. South Carolina beat Georgia in overtime 94-90. Arkansas crushed Tennessee 86-69. And Missouri got their first SEC road win of the season, beating Vanderbilt 61-52. At the NFL Combine in Indianapolis yesterday, the offensive linemen, running backs, and special teamers all met with the media. Former Auburn left tackle Prince Tagovailoa had arthroscopic knee surgery. He announced yesterday that he will not only miss combine workouts, but also won't be available to work out at Auburn's Pro Day next month. Winogo plans to host a private workout for the NFL teams in mid-April. Former Alabama right tackle Jedrick Wills is expected to be drafted in the first round of April's draft. Yesterday, he told media that he chose to go to Alabama in order to develop into an NFL player.
That was one of the reasons why I chose Alabama. I felt like they were going to develop me to be the best offensive lineman I could be. And at the end of the day, they did their job. And I feel like I came in and day out to work and put in the work to be here. So.
When Wills is selected, he'll become only the third Alabama right tackle under Nick Saban to be drafted. Former Georgia running back DeAndre Swift is one of the top backs in this year's draft. Yesterday, he told media that his toughness is one of the reasons a team should select him.
You got to be tough. You got to be willing. Willing to attack, no matter who's coming through that hole. I mean, that's part of the job. That's what I signed up for. So you got to be ready at all times.
Finally today, the fun begins. Quarterbacks, tight ends, and receivers will all hold on-field workouts for teams. They're set to start at 3 p.m. on the NFL Network. 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m., featuring two-for-one hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, keep in mind the Concord Causeway is going to have road work again down to one lane in both directions at one time. I-10 eastbound at the Loxley exit involving a large truck that got an accident there. Also north end at Dolphin Street in the clearing stages. At Springdale Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Toyota Camry with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months or up to $3,800 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringdaleToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cool with temperatures in the mid-50s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cold, lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The Mobile Boat Show opens March 6th at the Mobile Convention Center. It's the biggest show on the Gulf Coast, with the best prices of the year on hundreds of boats, accessories, tackle, and more. Whether you fish the Gulf or cruise the bay, you'll find a boat that fits your budget. And it's fun for the whole family. March 6th through 8th, indoors and outdoors at the Mobile Convention Center, with lots of downtown parking. It's presented by Hancock Whitney Bank and worth a drive from anywhere. Don't miss it.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
It's 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey. You can also find him at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, and that is where you can set an appointment. The cool thing is, when you set an appointment with 1-800-GOT-JUNK, whether you pick up the phone or go to the website, it's on an actual day and an actual time. Meaning, so many times you'll have something done at your house, and it's this window of time, the spectrum. Oh, they'll be there sometime between Tuesday and Friday, sometime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. I know the frustration. Well, you don't get that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They make an appointment time y'all agree on. They show up, and they quote you a price, and if you say yes, they get to work and get the junk gone. So think about what's around your house, what's around your office, what's around your shop, what's around a house you're trying to get ready to sell, maybe a storage unit. You got junk. You don't know what to do with it. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it's not just stuff inside structures. It can be structures themselves or what's outside a structure. Trey routinely gets everything from storage, what's in a storage building, to the whole storage building. Swing sets, above ground pools, things like that, big fence sections you got to take out. If you got junk, you need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So go online or pick up the phone and make that appointment. Once again, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, or just pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Hey, speaking of picking up trash, you imagined the work they've been doing since the conclusion of festivities on Tuesday night in downtown Mobile for Mardi Gras, getting things turned around and put back together with all the cleanup out there. And the numbers, according to MPD, for Mardi Gras 2020 surpassed attendance rate from 2019. Now, we talked about this yesterday with Steve Joint from the Mobile Mask when he was on Midday Mobile. It looks like the total for 2020, 1 million, and it would be 1,028,614.
Wow.
So that's pretty heady stuff. Now understand, that doesn't mean that was how many attendees came. Now, you could have come multiple times and counted at each parade for being there. It was not unique users, but instances of coming to the parade. Now, it could have been uniques, but I think you go to one parade, you go to two, you maybe go to three parades. But doing their metrics and counts, over 1 million people coming to downtown Mobile for the Mardi Gras season. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. Also leaves a lot of cleanup, like you said. What do they do with all the beads that stay on the ground?
Well, those get hopefully cleaned up before they get in the drainage, and get washed out, because they'll stay around forever. They clean them up, take them to landfill. Now, if you've got extra beads, there's all kind of programs I'm sure we'll be talking about in the next few weeks. We can get them and return them in for donuts or different programs out there. So if you got those bags full of beads at the house, you're saying, what do we do with these now? there's a way to do it, or you can get Trey and the crew from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to come get them. All right, this this story about the facial hair and the coronavirus. You see this yesterday. What was that? We call that infographic?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, infographic.
Infographic comes out from the CDC telling us what we can, what kind of facial hair is okay and what is not in the time of corona. It's what you, okay, facial hairstyles and filtering facepiece respirators, mm-hmm. something I've probably never said before, that headline. and it's an infographic that popped up. New York Post has it and elsewhere, where they show you what kind of mustache beard combinations may get you in trouble when it comes to putting a respirator mask on. It says here, men may need to hack off their mutton chops, void their Van Dykes, or pluck their ducktails if they plan on using a respirator, according to information from the CDC about how facial hair can interact with these devices. A graphic released by the agency shows fashionable facial hair wearer styles which conflict with potentially life-saving respirators as the U.S. braces for quickly spreading coronavirus to emerge stateside. Okay, I guess they're getting in where they can and get in on this. The handlebar, walrus, and Zorro mustaches are fine.
Okay, good.
Handlebar, walrus, and Zorro mustaches are fine, but the CDC says folks may need to lose their Fu Manchus, their dollies, and Englishes because they could prevent respirators from making a seal on wearers' faces. And while a clean-shaven face is okay, stubble could cause trouble as well, according to the CDC. Standard beards and chops are also risky, as hair could come into contact with a respirator's exhalation valve, reducing its effectiveness. Goatees are good to go, but only if a mask wearer's chin hair doesn't cross the seal.
Mm.
Now, face masks and respirators are being used worldwide to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus, which has reached nearly every continent in the world, with more than 80,000 cases confirmed globally. Now, it's not like that here yet, although the CDC is bracing for that. I'll pop this story up on the Twitter feed, and you can check out the infographic that shows you the hairstyles, facial hairstyles, gentlemen, that may get us in trouble when it's respirator time.
I had, you know, the most interesting thing to me about this is all the different names for the hair, for the beard styles. I had no idea some of these.
It's fantastic. The chin curtain.
Yeah, which I've always called the chin strap.
Right, which is very funny. You made a comment about that the other day. But this is the side whiskers, the pencil.
How about the villain?
The villain. Yeah, and by the way, oddly enough, the villain is okay for a respirator.
Mm.
Villain hair. You can check out these facial hairstyles on the Twitter feed. And there's the French fork. What is the French fork? Y'all go look at them. We're coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings is next. Glad you're here.